A reading from the Book of Wisdom. There is no God besides you who have the care of all, that you need show you have not unjustly condemned. For your might is the source of justice. Your mastery over all things makes you lenient to all. For you show your might when the perfection of your power is disbelieved, and in those who know you, you rebuke temerity. But though you are master of might, you judge with clemency, and with much lenience you govern us. For power, whenever you will, attends you. And you taught your people by these deeds that those who are just must be kind. And you gave your children good ground for hope that you would permit repentance for their sins. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, the Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes with inexpressible groanings. And the one who searches hearts knows what is the intention of the Spirit, because he intercedes for the holy ones according to God's will. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus proposed another parable to the crowds, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all throughout the wheat and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?' He answered, 'An enemy has done this.' His slaves said to him, 'Do you want us to go and pull them up?' He replied, 'No, if you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time I will say to the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" The Gospel of the Lord. These words are taken from the first reading that we heard proclaimed. There is no God besides you who have the care for all. After careful reflection. When I was a student at the North American College in Rome, the Missionaries of Charity, the religious order that Mother Teresa had founded, she had a house in Rome for religious women. And one of the priests at the college on Mondays was asked to have Mass for them. And then he would in turn ask if seminarians wanted to go as well for the Mass. And there were two different times that I went. The first time that I went, I got to meet some of the sisters. And it was very nice, simple Mass. The second time I went, you could tell there was something a little bit different. The sisters were kind of talking to themselves just very quietly. And I didn't know exactly what was going on until afterwards I had asked the priest, why were the sisters kind of busy talking? He said, the Mother Superior just before Mass had announced that a new recruit was going to come to them in a couple of days. What was interesting was this individual. She was a woman who lived in New York City. She was very affluent. She was manager of a business and was very wealthy. And what she was going to do was going to give all this up in order to join the religious sisters, to work, be poor, and to work among the poor. That was kind of baffling to them. Why would anyone want to do that? And what the Mother Superior had related to the sisters was that after careful reflection over a couple of years, she realized that she was not happy. And the only way she thought she could be happy was to give everything that she had and to work among the poor after careful reflection. I use that because in our first reading today, we have that as well, having someone who gives careful reflection about what has happened to them and the people of Israel. Our first reading today is taken from the Book of Wisdom, which is found in the Wisdom Literature. The book is entitled The Book of Wisdom. The author, we don't know exactly who it is, so what they do is they attribute it to King Solomon. More than likely, he didn't write it. But because King Solomon was considered one of the wisest people ever to exist. This book is not even sure when it was written, but they're also thinking that perhaps this could be written right before the birth of Jesus Christ. There are several different things about this book, but the area I want to focus in on is what we heard, which is taken towards the latter part of the book. What the author wanted people to do was to reflect upon what God had done for them. Not necessarily them per se, but had what done for their ancestors. God led the people out of a place of slavery, Egypt, leading them to the promised land. And it took 40 years. Now, their ancestors encountered many things. They were hungry for food, for bread. Many times they were thirsty. At one time when they complained against God, serpents bit them, a number of them died. They were in this hot desert for 40 years. They were experiencing the day-to-day what it was like to go through the desert to the promised land. But what this author wanted them to do, now that was several generations later, was to reflect upon what did they understand and know about God. Their ancestors saw God as very powerful and perhaps even mean, if you'd want to say. But he said, look what God is to us. In that time when they were journeying through the desert, God made them understand that he indeed is powerful, but yet is lenient in his punishment. God is one who will provide. God has shown his compassion and mercy. So he says, even though our ancestors experienced trial, through it all they have come to understand God better. And I'm thinking that during this time of what we've experienced here in these past few months is also a trial as well. But I hope it has caused us to understand and to reflect upon who God is and what God is meaning for us during this time. We do not understand it all. Someday the next generations will. But I hope that you spend time in reflection on God's word. Take time each and every day to have some privacy, to reflect upon God and God's life in your life. Through this all, we hope to understand that our will is really should be God's will and is God's will, and that we want to conform to him and to his word. After careful reflection, let us understand the Lord our God, and coming to understand him, may we love him all the more, and really want to serve and do his will.